Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, a podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. I am one of your co-hosts, Mark Homar, along with Mr. Josh Starnes. Today, we are going to talk about value building good relationships. What does this mean? Josh and I have had an episode before we talked about the importance of networking, right? But what we also want to talk about right now is the root of what networking really is, which is relationship building and development. And what does this mean? Josh talked about on one of our previous episodes about we brought this podcast to you guys because we actually care about your growth and development, your matriculation through your professional careers the best way possible, right? Reason why he and I work so well together and why we communicate so well is because we actually value our relationship. What does that mean? How do you get to that point to value one's relationship? I think it starts because, for one, and I'll let him articulate this in a second, but we both have core values of understanding how we will want to be treated and how we want to treat others. We have understanding that it's important to receive someone, no matter what the interaction is, in a way where it's non-judgmental, in a way where we're not looking to get something and gain something, but more importantly, give something if we can. And I think that's why our relationship is a good relationship, because we value the importance of our values first and we want to bring that to someone else. And I think when it comes to business, no matter if you're a candidate trying to look for a position, if you're a hiring manager trying to look to hire, if you're a staffing firm looking to staff, we don't put the proper human element in, which is just basic core values of understanding. I want to treat you how I would want to be treated. Right. In my past life, I'm going to forward to you here in a second, Josh. In my past life, I had a chance to I was a fitness for a lot of years, and I was, able to advance my career as a trainer and deal with some very prominent celebrities. One who's been in the industry, in the music industry, for decades. I was able to work with him. Your mother knows, you probably heard some of his songs. He's played at every barbecue outlet. But I had a chance to be with him one on one for years. And one thing he always talked about when I first got with him as a young man, I got with him and I was training him, and we were out at an airport, and I had just, started training him and being with him in person. And now he was bringing me on, some of his tours and engagements, selling out arenas. And we were at the airport, and this guy came up, a fan came up to him, and many fans did, but one fan came up, and this is my first time seeing it. And I was like, whoa, 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 no. And he told me, Mark, you let everybody come through, because he understood the importance and the reason why he was what he was and why he still is who he is in the industry of entertainment, is because every fan to him, every interaction, he valued, he appreciated, even though he was, decades in by the time I got to him, he still appreciated every interaction of every fan. And I think as lay people, if you will, we have to have that same understanding. No matter what interaction you have, no matter how minimal it may seem, how quick it may seem, that is a relationship that you can possibly build, because you never know where it's going to go down the road, or even if it's not even going to go anywhere, just what your impact to the individual can be in a positive way. So I know Josh has a perspective on this, and I'm going to let him get talk now about it, but we really want you to understand value building good relationships by having a strong value system first and understanding the importance of that and then how you deliver that. But what do you think, Jay? Go ahead and give your example as to why we want to talk about this today.
I think the reason we want to talk about this today is just, and let me tell you a little bit about myself, from a vulnerability standpoint. I am one of those individuals who is extremely confrontational. I have been this way for quite some time, and I've had to, over the last few years, I've worked on myself. I've gotten a lot better with getting an understanding, having patience, understanding that people are people. And I mean, I can really talk all day about this, but the reason I'm bringing it up is in our everyday lives, we need to slow down. And the reason that I say it is because we don't have any patience. Now, this applies to all aspects of your entire life. A day for me, you get up, I take the kid to school. I got to come home. I got a meeting right away. I got to work all day. I'm constantly reaching out to clients and candidates and on phone calls and getting random calls and getting told no and people blowing me off and calling me names and getting mad at me. And then I got to go pick my kid up from school. Then I got to pick the other kid up from school. I got to deal with traffic. I got people not using blinkers, cutting me off, not doing the speed limit, just prolonging my day. I get home. I got more to do. Guess what? 5 o'clock. I got to get ready. I got to get to the gym. I get to the gym. There's 700 people in there doing the same thing that I'm doing in my way, messing around. Like, I understand. Like, if you can't just, it gets crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, so what we find with what we do in the staffing industry, and this how this pertains to you in the job world, is simple fact of, I understand you have 60,000 people reaching out to you every single day, and you're so quick to just hit hang up, not answer an email, not do this. But the reason I bring this up, because recently I had an individual that's how it was for years. Mm-hmm. All I wanted to do was my job and help. Now, the individual was let go with zero notice. Now it's, oh my gosh, I need help. Can you help me? Mm-hmm. Can you do this? Can you show me the right way? So the point of this is valuing people for what they can do and valuing good relationships. You know, of course, me being who I am and in the industry that I'm in, absolutely. I'll help you. I'll bring you in. And I did it with a smile on my face. But the reason we're saying this is if you've got people reaching out to your CEO, CIO, CFO, I don't care if you're the janitor. Right. Treat people with absolute respect, because you never know when that individual is going to play a key part in your success or your happiness in your life. If we treat people with disrespect and like they don't matter, I promise you at some point that's going to come around some way, somehow. So when we're trying to help, like Mark and I genuinely reach out to people, and we offer our services. You hear on every call I offer, hey, set up a call with us, set up a call with us. And I'm sure a lot of you just roll your eyes and like, I don't need this. But when you do, what are you going to do? You blow off. I don't need it. But what happens when you actually need it? What are you going to do? Where are you going to go? So what I mean is, you know, introduce yourself, maybe answer the next phone call and see what they have to say. Sometimes, let's be real, 85, 90% of the time, it doesn't pertain to anything you're doing or have anything to do with that. And we're going to catch that on the next episode. So you need to make sure that you log into our next one. But really creating powerful, long-lasting relationships. Now, here's what's fun is Mark and I both come from the fitness world. And I had a guy the other day that reached out about asking about creatine and proteins. And I gave him all my answers. He's like, oh, do you happen to a guy I know that does meal prep? Sent him the number. Hey, do you have a guy that does this? Sent him a number. Mm-hmm. He's like, wow, you know everybody. I said, I've just spent years and years and years networking. I love to ask people what they do and get to know people for who they are, because you never know when you're going to need that particular person. And this mindset has helped me for years. You know, it's helped me to create jobs. It's helped me to create opportunities. It's gotten me so much further in life. Like, you know, wanted to do a fitness expo and I can get in for free. I have the biggest table. I got by the door. I get everything I want for free because I knew the right people. Mm-hmm. So the moral of this is treat people with dignity and respect. Even if it's not somebody you directly need right now, you never know where that person might fit in down the road. You just don't know. So have a little bit more patience. Slow down a little bit. Worry about yourself. Take care of things. But at the end of the day, value the relationships that you can possibly make. Create a network, a powerful network that gets you through this crazy mixed up world we live in right now.
I think you're absolutely correct. I love how you started by saying slow down. And I'm going to take it a step further because, you know, you're absolutely correct. There's always a fine line and, you know, different angles of everything and anything that comes up in life. You talked about you never know if you need someone down the road. But I would also say, too, because it goes beyond also, you know, needing people. I think the root of it needs to start like Josh is the reason why he's been able to really build the relationships that he has is because he really comes in just wanting to give. And I think that's where we need to start from that standpoint. A lot of the VPs that I've worked with in the past, a lot of the, you know, C-suite executives that I work with, I'm going to challenge you all because a lot of you have a rod stuck up your ass. And I'm going to say that, and I can say that as a business owner and someone making, you know, a decent life, a livelihood for myself, because I had to check myself too. A lot of you do not step back and recognize that what we talked about in the previous episode, a lot of things out of your control. You know, just because your position, you know, you've been there for a few years, you are oversee, you know, a nice org, you know, of 70, 80 people. And it seems like everything is running smooth and, you know, you have a budget of 30 million, you know, that type of thing. You know, you're driving your Tesla, you know, your kids are in private school. You're feeling yourself and you tend to disconnect from understanding how to develop relationships from all levels. And I'm not saying all of you. I'm not saying all of you, but I am calling out the ones that are. And we do know there's a lot of those out there because what we have to improve is you all, because you all are leaders, right? How abrupt and how quick you are in even the smallest interaction. I love what Josh said about the janitor, right? Just because you are, let's say you're a VP of, you know, an organization and, you know, your retail department, you might have to go and check on them once every quarter, right? But, you know, these are people who are making 30K a year. Your salary might be a little, you know, 320 million a year. I mean, 320,000 a year. So, you know, you're looking at these people, right? 300 million, right?
I'm like, wow, that'd be awesome.
Right. But 320, you know, 1,000 a year, you know, so you're looking at, you know, this person is just retail, you know, they're part time. And if you're quick with your interaction, you never know necessarily what you can give this individual as far as encouragement, as far as the hope that maybe they can achieve, you know, if whether they stick with the firm or not, or whether they decide to go on their own, they can achieve what you've amassed. I think a lot of times we get into these positions that, you know, our positions start to dictate how and who we are and how we represent ourselves. And that's why, Josh, maybe you can speak to it too, you know, from your relationships and people you've seen. That's why we get so quick and so abrupt with people because, oh, you're not in my lane. Oh, you're not how I am. And, you know, we've seen that in the fitness industry, right? You know, you see the big bodybuilder who are just, you know, just may have won, you know, or placed at, you know, Arnold's. You know, they didn't even win. They placed at Arnold's, right? But the cockiness, the arrogance, because of what they've been able to achieve to do that, they tend to miss out on the young person who may not be at their size or their strength or their level or their striation. And they kind of play them to the side, right? Where that individual, if you can just be, take a moment, step back, remember you were once that individual, you were once in those shoes. You never know, even if it is just a high and by, how you say that high is a value relationship. It's important. And I guess that's what I'm trying to speak to. I kind of went roundabout, but don't just be C-suite executives and forget, you know, how you got into that, how you climbed the ranks and what you've done to get there and how you once were in that position, hoping that someone would give you just a affirmation of you can potentially be this. And it, being this means not so much I'm going to give you the blueprint, but just being a positive individual. You know, you think of some of the greatest artists, you know, in music or some of the people that we really look up to as far as our idols, a lot of them and that are universally respected, right? Not just the ones, you know, who are just famous for a moment, but those who are universally respected. A lot of times they're individuals who show a certain care and truancy to this seemingly small individual, right? And that's what people love about them. So in business, in networking, in relationship building, it's the same thing. How you say hi, how you say, you know, send an email, what Josh is talking about as far as if an email is sent out to you and someone has been communicating to you and you don't return the email conversation, you know, after starting it or even opening it, you know, it's how you respond, how you continue or even how you cut someone off from the standpoint of continue to go further. You can do it in a kid glove type of way. It doesn't have to be so abrupt. It doesn't have to be so, no, we don't need you right now. Because again, you don't know down the road, you might need that individual, like Josh said, and not even just so much you might need individual. You just want to leave people in a good place. You don't always want to just cut people off. What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, it's just genuinely care. You know, just show appreciation. You know, when you're talking about that, it's how you say hi. It's just appreciating people. You know, it doesn't matter what they do or what they don't do. It's just appreciating people. It doesn't take any level of extra effort to say hi or thank you. You know, entitlement, I think, is the word that kept coming to my head when you were talking. People think they're too damn entitled. I'm going to use this analogy just because at first, it just made me laugh. I'm at the gym. This is a week ago. I always talk on the phone. I hate cardio. I'm doing stairs. I'm dying. My friend and I, business partner for a fitness thing that we are working on, we're talking about charity events. How do we get more involved with our kids? How do we work with our kids? How do we get more involved in helping people? What can we do? This older woman had the audacity to turn around, come up to me and say, "Excuse me, sir, you've been talking for 24 minutes. I'm at a public gym. I'm not being vulgar. I'm not saying anything else. I'm simply talking to a friend." I said, "Put your headphones on." "They are on." "Well, then turn them up or get better headphones." Like, how do you feel so entitled that you're going to walk over here to me and tell me that I'm talking? So what? You're in a public gym and I pay for a membership. But it's just the people's entitlements. What would make her think she's got the right to come over to me? Like I said, if I was talking about some really inappropriate, crazy stuff, I could completely understand her asking me to stop. Right. But we were literally talking about charity. And what's funny is the manager for the gym was sitting behind me at the desk and said, "Yeah, I heard everything you were talking about. I have no idea what her problem was." She went around to the desk, complained, and left. And I'm thinking the whole time, what is wrong with these people? Like, you guys are not entitled. You are no better. I don't care. C-suite, it does not matter. You are no better than anybody else. Right. We all bring something to the table. I don't give a shit if you're poor or on the street corner. You are no better than we are all the same. We are all cut from the same cloth. None of that matters. So how you treat people says a lot about who you are as a person. And I promise you, if you just slow down, start worrying about that a little bit more, it's amazing what life can feel like. But, from a working standpoint, just appreciating people.
Yeah. And I agree with you. If you don't know how to slow down and the program we put together for you all to purchase, and if you're out of work, to try to get, work within a reasonable amount of time, Josh did a great job of laying out how he did it. But one of the strategies we put in there is talking about if you're not meditating, and it doesn't have to be, this is not on a spiritual, prayer against prayer or meditation, but what we're saying is be still. Because in being still, you're allowing yourself to recenter yourself and gain control emotionally of oneself. And so you can deliver the best of yourself when you're out here in the world. And I think what Josh keeps saying, is very good points where, slow down. But if you're on a rush, go, go. If you're entitled because there's something lacking in your spirit, you only get entitled when you're lacking something in your spirit and you feel like something is owed to you. And when you realize nothing is owed to you, nothing, this life is a gift, right? And not to get too, like I said, too spiritual or anything like that, but it's just a reality. When you can slow down, then you can receive and you can deliver better of yourself. But if you're in a rush, or you are feeling, entitled, like Josh, I think that's a great word, then it comes off that way. It's a higher propensity for it to come off from people who have some kind of tenure or some kind of position of authority, and I say authority because they're just positions, right? Like Josh said, it doesn't matter who you are, what you are, because you might be a VP of a certain firm or a certain org, if you go home and you have a family, your family, your kids see you a certain way, right? And that's, a lot of us who have families and have kids, we know, you can be, the greatest athlete. You can be, Messi, but to Messi's kids, right, he's just dad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can be, Oprah, Oprah doesn't have kids, but, but you know what I'm trying to say? You could be anybody of certain status, but to the youth who see things purely, you're just, the person who is guiding them through their evolution as a child, right, to become a young adult. So we have to think of life like that and put it back in perspective. And we talk about and we give you strategies for breathing techniques and meditation techniques in our program. If you're not doing these things, we suggest that you implement this because it gives you a chance. The only reason why Josh was vulnerable earlier talking about him used to being, and I say used to because he used to be confrontational. He's no longer that because he's understanding, but he's worked on processes and put things in place. So therefore he can disseminate the energies that are not proper for him to continue to evolve as the father he is, as the man that he is for his household. And he's done that. right? And so therefore it's an easy transition into the work that he does, because he's already done the hardest part, which is what I love from Jim Rohn. One of my quotes I use with my daughter all the time: you work harder on yourself than you do on your job, right? So if you're putting these things into place, meditating, breathing techniques, calming yourself, being still before you have to be, then when you need to be, it becomes second nature and you're able to deliver, which is what we're only asking all of us to be able to do, which is deliver. That's why you go to college, right? That's why you get a certain degree. That's why you get a certain bootcamp certification, because when it's time for you to show up and put that information of coding into place, or, you know, that, you know, that information, that knowledge, you know, into action, you're ready, right? It's amazing to me. We don't do that same thing as individuals on a daily basis, but yet we want the world, you know, we feel entitled to receive so much, right? But we don't take time out to do that on our own. Am I making sense with what I'm saying, Jay, or am I kind of over?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, here's what's funny. When you said, when you talk about meditation, I think a lot of people go, that's not, I don't do that. But yep. You have to open your mind. Listen, so I'm not a spiritual person. I'm not even a religious person. However, 30 minutes a day, I just lay on my bed in the dark and just breathe. I just take a minute to just woosah, let everything just stop. No noise, no nothing. I just think about and reprioritize my day and come up with a game plan. Because we get, like I said, my morning, I got 500 things to do. I'm booked every 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. I take time to just breathe 30 minutes a day before I eat my lunch. I breathe. I stare at the ceiling fan. I just relax. I tell Siri to set me a 30-minute alarm. I hope she doesn't do it right now. But I just lay there 30 minutes until the alarm goes off, and I just think about things I need to do, mm-hmm. let things go, not think, just have 30 minutes of me time, downtime, myself time, whatever I need right then, woosah time, anything. And it helps out a lot. It brings you back down to reality, and then yep. go about my day.
Yeah. I think that, like I said, and knowing you, I mean, I know, but that's what is beautiful about us being able to, that's why your relationships have been the way they have, because you do that. You do take the most important step, which is being still for a moment, giving back to yourself emotionally, mentally, spiritually. And again, like you said, I'm not a religious person. I'm not even a spiritual. I'm just like you. But what I am is someone who understands if my interactions through this world have to connect and amalgamate with other individuals, right? How can I be at my best to get the best from myself, to give the best to them, to receive the best from them, right? And that's in order to do that, that's how you build valuable good relationships. But in order to do that, you have to take time with yourself and be still and slow down. Like you said, I love what you said earlier, and slow down. And it can't be a thing that you do it, you know. What hurts so many industries and so many people, because industry is all built by people, right? And what hurts the bad companies or becoming bad companies, where they kind of start off that way to just kind of eventually show themselves for who they really are. You are who I thought you were, right? Is because they never took time to build a foundation of valuing individuals. But the companies that succeed and that do very well, you look at NVIDIA's founder, right? He's one that you can tell, even though, you know, as genius as he is, he values giving the empowerment to his team, but he values people who are on the same like mind, right? And I think that's just as important, but you can tell he's very stoic and calm, because he takes time to, like Josh does, at some point they take time to just be to themselves so they can understand themselves. So when they come out into the world, when they got to do and handle so many people, so many things, they're now ready to, you know, engage, because the value center is already there in them, if that makes sense. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to value good relationships and build good relationships, you must start with yourself first and foremost, all right? And you cannot advance sustainably, let me say it that way, sustainably, without valuing and developing good relationships. And I know you might look at some people and you might say, well, they've been at the top for the longest and they assholes, right? Well, to a degree, but I guarantee you this, even with that, they have another group of assholes that they developed a relationship with that they actually are cool with, right? So they value those relationships. They just don't value everybody else. And they work that well somehow. I don't know. But what I'm saying is they're still not above the fray. They have relationships in some way, shape, or form. They're just of a like-minded relationship that's not as appealing to most people, but they have a team around them, right? Of some kind. So build value relationships by taking time for yourself. What do you want to say, Josh, to end this up?
No, I think that's right. It's like I said, don't be entitled. Just treat people how you want to be treated. Just, you know, ask yourself, would my grandma be okay with me treating people this way? You know, like just value people and slow down in life and things will come around and they will work. But Mark's right. Him and I are here for you guys. Whether it's just a coaching, you know, you need to vent, we need to help you find a job. You know, we keep talking about this amazing document that we've created. You know, the push for that was I keep seeing people waiting 6, 8, 10 months, can't find a job, stressing out. We've created this for you guys. You know, it's a foolproof plan for you to go get something now. If you follow it, it trust me, you'll see. And yeah, we're always here. Check out our website, schedule some time, like, click, subscribe, share, and we'll talk to you soon.
Higherpowertech.com. We'll talk to you guys shortly. Have a good one. See you next one.